If you're a fan of audiobooks such as A Court of Thorns and Roses or the Fae and Alchemy series, then you've certainly heard the baritone voice of Anthony Palmini. He's a rising star narrator in the world of romantasy. That's the genre of literature that combines romance with fantasy. NPR's Vanessa Romo has the story of his burgeoning career.
Anthony Palmini has a bit of a Clark Kent, Superman thing going on. To the people in his real life, he's a normal 44-year-old who lives in the New York suburbs with pretty standard hobbies.
I'm usually watching movies or TV shows or playing video games. And if I have a little bit more time, I like creating music.
But to his fans, he's the dreamiest of audiobook heartthrobs, who says things like this.
There you are. I've been looking for you, Feyre darling.
Palmini is a Bronx native who's become a leading figure in the romanticy audio publishing world. And over the last 5 years, he's voiced some of the most famous MMCs, a.k.a. male main characters, a.k.a. the internet's favorite book boyfriends. He's got a deep, resonant voice. His big break came when he landed the role of Rhysand in the series A Court of Thorns and Roses. Before then, he says, he played
guys that always die, the bandits in the Western.
His circuitous journey to, admittedly, niche celebrity makes perfect sense in retrospect, he says. As a kid, Palmini was obsessed with comic books, coming up with distinct voices for the villains and the heroes. But it was as a teenager that he found his quote-unquote sexy voice.
My very first job was working at Blockbuster Video. And so at that time, someone had mentioned at the store, like, well, when you're super relaxed, there's like a voice that's coming out that sounds kind of, dare I say, like sexy or whatever. And I was like, you know what? Let me try that with the phone. Because the phone, again, felt like a microphone. And so there would be times I would pick up and people would be like, whoa, who is this?
He jokes that women would come into the store expecting to find a tall, burly grown man. Instead, they'd find a scrawny, nerdy boy.
This man has completely stolen my heart. I will never be the same. He is number one in all audiobook ever.
That's Nicole Holloman. She and her sister Lexi Ayala host the Fantasy Fangirls podcast, where they recount the spiciest scenes in the books they're reading. They're such massive fans of Palmini's that Ayala says when the latest book in the Fae and Alchemy series was released,
we got ourselves an Airbnb. We had the audiobook going as we were reading, and it was our way of staying at the exact same place.
Palmini says he loves the hero's journey in the books he narrates. But the racy stuff? Even after recording more than 100 titles, those passages still make him blush. He's referring to lines like these.
I'm about to introduce you to all seven gods. When you meet them, don't forget to tell them I'm the one you worship.
Ironically, when he first broke into the romanticy world, Palmini says he had no idea it was such a booming business.
And it wasn't until the director of the book was like, have you actually done research on what this book is? She was like, just go online, go on TikTok. Then when I went on, I was like, oh, wow.
For now, his career continues to heat up. Palmini's got 60 new books to record before August.
It's a great time to be in the genre.
And he plans to take advantage of every opportunity. Vanessa Romo, NPR News.